Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Okay, so you live on a busy road and you're trying to figure out how much your property's worth as a result. Because, let's face it, people buy homes to live in the home, and they love the idea of coming home to a place to relax and not have noise. Now, whether you back up to a busy road, or you face a busy road, or you simply have the noise of a busy road that happens to be two, three, four doors away from you, it has an impact. Buyers will choose not to buy your home because of it, a certain number of them. And if you think of buyers in a pie, the louder it is, the less likely you're going to find a traditional buyer who will pay a price that they might have paid for being two blocks in to that neighborhood and being away from that noise. Makes sense, right? Okay, so when I'm pricing a property, and the other day I had a listing appointment on a property on River Road, okay? And River Road is four lanes and has a good bit of traffic, probably a couple thousand cars a day each direction. You have that. You probably have the ambulances that go by. It's two lanes on each side with a double yellow line down the middle. You would not want your children to go out into the street, correct? So you have an impact in terms of safety. You have an impact in terms of noise, okay, and privacy. Now, there's a benefit, and that benefit is it's the first road that is plowed when there's a storm, right? Easy to get on the road and get out of there and get on your way if you want to get downtown, you know, when nobody else can get there. So somebody who needs that access, nice benefit. But it's a limited audience of prospective purchasers for that property because the majority of people want the quiet. Okay, so I took, for instance, on this listing appointment that I went on off of River Road, I explained to the seller that their home was probably worth about $815,000. It's a 2 to 3 bedroom, 1.5 bath single family home built in 1940, and has a large basement, partially finished, and original kitchen, original bathrooms, built by Groover Cooley, a well respected builder. Okay. So that house, though, two blocks in average current condition, meaning maybe the windows have been done, the carpets or the floors have been refinished, and the bathrooms have been updated, kitchen have been updated, probably sell for about $815, you know, with only 1,200 square feet above the basement. It's not a big house, certainly plenty of living space for a couple to live there or, you know, a few people. So I explained to them at $815, we got to take off. This is not a Connecticut Avenue where there's six lanes, where it might be a 6 to 7% adjustment in list price. It's probably a 4 to 5% adjustment in list price, or roughly $35,000 to $40,000 less on price because of the lot location. So I took that $815, I dropped off about $40,000, I said $775,000, but then we talk about condition, the improvements that have to be made, which was about $75,000 additionally. And maybe 80 to 90. So I said, truly, this house is worth maybe 690 in its current condition, being sold as is on a fast road with the condition that you have. So I took it into its average condition on a more desirable lot and then subtracted out the road and so on. Okay, you got it. Now, on a busy road, I would take 6 to 8% off. If it's on a double yellow line, like in a neighborhood where it's still 25 miles an hour within the neighborhood, but it happens to be a feeder, maybe an entrance into the neighborhood, it's still going to have a couple percent, sometimes 2 to 3% adjustment in list price because of the perception that a buyer has that they better not let their kids go out into the road because buses might, you know, be there or cars that are not traveling at 25 miles an hour like they ought to. Those are the considerations when it comes to road valuation. Does that make sense? Now, if you have any thoughts on that, I welcome those at eric@ericstewartgroup.com. We've had, really just had a great spring this year. We've had great success, and I say great. Great's kind of trite, I guess, if I use it multiple times in the same sentence about different things. So let me explain. We put homes on the market in multiple locations a week and a half ago. So we tend to put our houses on the market towards the end of the week. Thursday is our typical day for going live. We put a house on the market for $800,000. Now, we had listed this house in the quiet market for about $840,000. 8:38, meaning before we went on the open market, if somebody was interested and would like to buy it without competition, they could have picked it off for about 8:40. And that property, that was a very good price for the seller. Seller was very happy with that price if they could have gotten it. No one showed interest. We put it on the open market, generated 5 offers on the home, and sold in excess of $850 for the property. Now, the sellers, they were so excited. They gave me a nice bottle of Moët Chandon to say thanks. So we had another home that we presented that evening, same night. There were 3 offers on another property in Kensington, Maryland, over on Culver Street, that was listed for $875. Now, I talked about this previously on another show, that I'd gone in, I was one of 5 or 6 brokers interviewed, and everybody else was valuing the property between $825, maybe $830. And I did my valuation where I considered the improvements, the value of the addition that had been done, the quality of the location within the neighborhood, those kinds of things, and I came to $875. And I explained my thinking, like I just did about roadways and how you come up with calculations of you take away for certain things, you add for certain things, that kind of thing. And the sellers, they got it. And they said, yes, that's what we believe our home is worth. And they knew it. They had known, because they had all the time in the world to think it all through. And I was there for, 45 minutes with them the first time, went back and did my research, came back and sat down and said, hey, this is what I've come up with. So we put it on the market for $875. And, lo and behold, one of the agents who had written an offer on the property with their buyer was one of the agents who had come in to list the property for, something less than $875, and they had not gotten the listing. Well, this buyer that they were working with loved it, wrote a great contract that went well over the list price. In fact, $45,000 over the list price. Yes. So, we had competition from another party that also fought for it, and ultimately, the sellers just got a contract where the buyers waived the appraisal contingency, meaning that if a buyer's going to get a loan and the price is going up that much higher, I want to get the appraisal out as a contingency. I want to get it out of the contract if at all possible, and I need 2 offers to fight to the death for me to get to get that driven out. Now, I just ask for it. I say, look, if your buyer wants it, we want no appraisal contingency, meaning if the appraiser comes in 2 weeks after we've got our contract and they say that the value of this property is, instead of $915,000 or $910,000, that they think it's only worth $895,000, that buyer would cure any deficiency between the sales price and the appraised value. You can't do this all the time, but this buyer was willing to do that. So we've gone to contract. The buyers are out of the inspection phase, and we are solid. And I'm very happy for the seller, very excited for the move for them. And they got great terms, great price. It's important to see the value and sell the value. And you've heard me quote Warren Buffett. I love this quote. It's one I live by. The price is what you pay. The value is what you get. The price is what you pay, the value is what you get. There are discount brokers that you can hire who will charge less than I charge. But the value that you get for 30 years experience and the knowledge and the radio show and the guarantee buy program and all the other things that I bring to the table, when you're going in to get kidney surgery, you want the best, right? And when you get the best, you're willing to pay for them because you know you're going to come back alive. So when it comes to selling real estate, you want somebody who's going to do the job and going to know how to position the property most effectively to drive the attention to your property, to disseminate information as broadly as possible, and deliver that message to drive people back to consider your home, right? That's what I do. That's what our group does. Terry Labui and Candy Watts, and Pam Millen, and Debbie Zeck and Jim Beckley and Robert Garcia and
don't forget anybody.
Ken Hunter behind the board here makes me sound good. You know, I think it'd be really funny if we talked to some of the listeners, you know, off site, if I were to put on a very different voice, like, oh, hi, it's so nice to meet you.
I think you should do the rest of the show in that voice.
That makes my voice sound really deep.
I'm not sure there's anything I can do with that. You have about 10 seconds, by the way. I'm not going to take up your last segment.
Stop talking.
You have now 5 seconds.
EricStewartGroup.com for more information. Should you age in place or is it time to move on? We'll take a look at that straight ahead.